Here's your Stoke FM news for Friday, November 25th, 2022. I'm Megan Dooling. It's no surprise to anyone that it's more expensive to live now than it was last year. New data from the Living Wage Survey confirms this. The data shows Revelstoke is one of the most expensive places to live in BC. This is based on calculations that show how much two parents each need to earn to support a family of four. What they need to earn working full-time is called the living wage. Calculations include costs of food, housing, childcare, and transportation. In Revelstoke, the living wage is $23.60 an hour. Last year, it was $19.51 an hour. So it went up by $4.09. It's worth noting that minimum wage is $15.65 an hour. A report released by Living Wage for Families and the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives says that the cost of food and housing are driving the increase. Revelstoke's living wage is a bit lower than Golden's, which is at $25.56 an hour. That's the second highest calculated in the province after Haida Gwaii, which is $25.87 an hour. Victoria's is $24.29, and Vancouver's is $24.08. The lowest calculated living wages are in the Fraser Valley at $18.98 and Kamloops at $19.14. The report says that the provincial government's childcare programs have eased the cost of living for families with children. It says knowing the living wage helps communities identify policy that will address poverty. In a press release yesterday, the City of Revelstoke said it has current grants for updating its poverty reduction strategy and food security strategy. A consumer price index report from October shows that the cost of food in BC is 9.1% higher this year than this time last year. Nearly everything costs more, according to this report. Beer, tobacco, rent and heating, gas for vehicles, public transportation, furniture, recreation, health and personal care. The cost of clothes and shoes went down by 0.3%. In other news, we reported at the beginning of November that the new compost facility at the landfill is open. The Columbia-Shuswap Regional District announced earlier this week that households and businesses can now drop off compost to the facility in compost-certified bags. It costs $10 to drop off compost. Larger loads cost $120 a ton. You can put bones, coffee filters, eggshells, and cooking oil in the compost. Eventually, the plan is to have waste management pick up compost from businesses, schools, and apartment buildings in town and drop them off at the facility. Finally, starting today, Highway 1 through the Kicking Horse Canyon is open to traffic. This is a week earlier than anticipated. Construction will continue, but lanes are open to allow traffic through. BC's Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure said in a release the project should be complete next winter. The highway will be closed again with a detour this spring. And that's your news. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.